Chodesh. We have the Mishnah tells us Ibor HaChodesh B'Shlosha, and then Ibor HaShana B'Shlosha. Divrei Rav Meir, Shem Gamliel has this idea with Ibor HaShana 3, 5, and 7. Gomen B'Shiva. V'Diyavet Gomen B'Gimel Mulderes. Now Ibor HaShana is clear cut. Ibor HaShana is a halacha of adding an Adar, so that the year is longer. We know what it means. Why were they ma'abed Hashana? Rashi mentions two factors. The Gemara later says a third factor. Aviv Kufa, the Gemara says Teres Ha'ilan. So Rashi for some reason didn't mention the third factor. But we know what it means. What's not clear is Ibor HaChodesh. So we saw the Gemara has altogether four possibilities in explaining the meaning of Ibor HaChodesh. What's not clear about it? Rashi is more mefarish. What's difficult? Ibor HaChodesh sounds like the fact that the month is 30 days. It's a Mole month. So that's something that's a David in the Mela, right? That's the month is if you don't make day 30, the new month, then obviously the previous month is Mole. So what's the pshat Ibor HaChodesh? What does Basin have to do exactly? One pshat in the Gemara, in other words, okay, so one pshat in the Gemara is a bias pshat. Kiddush HaChodesh. So let's talk for a minute about this. What is Kiddush HaChodesh exactly? What does it mean? Just good to get oriented. I'll read a little bit from the Chinuch, Mitzvah Dalet. Mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, V'kadesh Chadashim, U'la'abesh Shanim. So you first notice something interesting. This is based on the Rambam's Shita. Ibor HaShana and Kiddush HaChodesh is counted as one mitzvah, apparently, according to the Rambam. In Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam makes it clear as well. No, in the Yad is not as clear, but in Sefer Mitzvahs, did you make the copies? Yeah. You have the it says Mitzvahs Asay Kuf Nun Gimel. And that's what the Chinuch means as well. Kaddish Chadashim u'la'abir shanim b'beizdin gadol b'chachma samuch ba'aretz. They have to have smicha. V'likvo amor de'ashana al-pi oso kiddush. So in other words, that they established the Moadim as a result of the Kiddush HaChodesh. Now you have the cycle of the calendar and when the Moadim fall out. So what goes into this mitzvah? More explicitly, the next paragraph. Achein tichlo mitzvah zu, mitzvah Ibor HaShana. He says it in the Mefarish. Lefisha yesod mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh, kdesh yasu yisrael moade Hashem b'moadam. Ukmo kein mitzvah Ibor HaShana, mizeh ha-yesod hi. There's another mitzvah, there's another pasuk that you could reference regarding Ibor HaShana, as the Chinuch goes on. Yishamarta sachuk azosu mu'ada, shomer chodesh ha'aviv. But for the Chinuch and for the Rambam, this goes into the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, because it has to do with setting the calendar. So be it on the month, be it on the year. The Ramban is cholek. The Ramban has certain things he's cholek, and the Rambam in Kiddush HaChodesh, this is one of them. At the very end of this mitzvah of the Chinuch, he quotes, toward the end, Zesha Amarnu, who al das Harambam zechonu levracha. The Haramban zechonu levracha yachshav Kiddush HaChodesh mitzvah achas ve'Ibor HaShana mitzvah achas. V'rayosha b'sefer mitzvah shelo v'chein b'halachas gamkein v'al pasuk hamora al mitzvah se'ibor, which means shenachshav hatkufos kdesh yinasa hamoadim b'sman hakavua hi v'shamarta zechuk hazos umada parshas bo v'chein shomer chodesh ha'aviv. So according to the Ramban, Ibor HaShana is a different mitzvah. Right, a sister mitzvah, if you will, the Kiddush HaChodesh, but not the same mitzvah. According to the Rambam, it goes into the same mitzvah. So what exactly is the mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh? Says the Chinuch further, V'inyan ha-mitzvah ken, she'boim shnei Yisraelim k'sheirim u'fnei ha-beizdim. So you have to start with Haggadah's Eidus. U'me'idim b'fneim she'ro'u ha-levana b'chidusha. So they testify that they saw the new moon. Now this would be Nogeya, obviously, for what day? For day 30. So they're going to hear the Eidus in the middle of the day, and based on their Kiddush HaChodesh, we'll see what it is, the day will become Mekudash if they determine as such based on the Eidus from the beginning of the day. In other words, they might be doing the Kiddush at 11 o'clock in the morning, but the day is Rosh Chodesh from the beginning, from the Netzach Hama, from Alos HaShachar. The Kovir Rosh Chodesh Al Pihem Sha'omrim Hayom Mekudash. So what's going on here? There's a Haggadah's Eidus, there's a Kabbalah of the Eidim by the Beis Din of Shlosha. They're Koveya the Chodesh, and then they say Mekudash. Now, on day 30, obviously, you realize without Beis Din's input, call it Kviyas, call it the Mekudash HaChodesh, it's not going to be the first of the new month. However, what's going to happen? It's going to be day 30 of the previous month, and then tomorrow will be the first of the new month, because there's only two options. The day is either 20, the month is either 29 or 30 days. What would be on day 31? You don't really need Eidim, you don't really need Kviyus, and similarly you don't really need a declaration of Mekudash. So this is why you have a range of Shittas, of Tanayim, and based on that, different ways to read the Mishnah here. When it says Ibur HaChodesh in the Gemara, and Daf Yud tries to plug in whatever the Shittas might be to figure out what the Mishnah means. So what do we have in Kiddush HaChodesh? We have a Kabbalah's Eidus, we have a Kviyus of sorts, to try to figure out, Beis Din does some kind of a calculation. Now we say calculation, they have to also consider the following issue. There's Eidus V'iyah, and there's also Cheshbon. What should be? How should the month work out? When should the month be 29? When should it be 30? So to what extent is that operating together side by side with V'iyah is a separate discussion. But that, L'chore, is seemingly a piece of Kiddush HaChodesh too, Cheshbon. According to the Rabbam, that's a halacha Moshe Mishinai. There's an ability to make Kaddish al-pi Cheshbon independent of Riyah. Okay. But there's a Kviyus. And then there's an Amira. And that Amira, Mekudash, that's based on the Lashon HaMishnah that you have, right? Daf Chaf Hey. Chav Dalek. Rosh Beis Din Omer Mekudash. What goes on in Beis Din? They heard the Eidim. The Rosh Beis Din says Mekudash. The Chol Ha'am Onim Achra Mekudash Mekudash. How essential is this? There's a din of Kiddush HaChodesh, a mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh. The source, HaChodesh Zalachem Rosh Chodashim, Beis Din's mitzvah, Klal Yisrael's mitzvah, and part of the procedure in Beis Din is when they hear the Eidim that the Rosh Beis Din says Mekudash and everybody says Mekudash, Mekudash. And when is it necessary to say Mekudash? So here is we have four Shittas. Shitta number one is in the Mishnah and Shitta number two is in the Mishnah. And the other two are in the Gemara. The Mishnah states, the Tanakhama, Bein shenira bizmano, bein shelo nira bizmano, mikad shenoso. Which is a way of saying that they say there's halacha to say Mekudash on day 30. That's called nira bizmano. And there's a mitzvah to say Mekudash on day 31. That's shelo nira bizmano. So both days, Beis Din has to do the declaration. Rav Elazar ben Tzadok disagrees. He says, "Imlo nir bizmano." If we're talking day 31, ein mekad shino so shekvar kidshu shamayim. Interesting expression, because it's already sanctified memela. But the language is kidshu shamayim, so you could take that as a melitza. The Ran later, the Yud, when the Gemara quotes this, says it means memela. You have no other option. It's obviously going to be Rosh Chodesh because you can't have a month that exceeds 30 days. The way Rashi and Tosfos learn it, it sounds like there's actually a kiddush that's going on. Kiddush Shamayim, there's a kiddush of Beis Din Shalmata, there's a kiddush of Beis Din Shalmala, and the Shaila is exactly when? Kfar Kiddushu. But if you didn't do it on day 30, then it's going to be Mekudash by virtue of Beis Din Shalmala. Kiddush, like the word said, Kiddush Shamayim. But the point of Ezra Tzaddik is there's no need for Basin to make their declaration of Mekudesh on day 31. What are the other two shitas? And what are the sources for this? So the Gemara quotes immediately. What is this idea to say Mekudesh? By Dab Moshe Shem, Mikan Shed Rosh Basin Omen Mekudesh. How do you know that everyone says Mekudesh Mekudesh? Asher Tikiru Olsam. Or Elohim Moadoi, so Mikudas Mikudas. Why two times? Mikroi Kodas. Is this Ma'akev, the decoration of Mikudas? And what about Mikudas Mikudas? So far, we're going with the two sheets that we have, either both days or only on day 30. So there's another Mishnah on the beginning of the third parak in Rosh Hashanah Chav Hei on the Beis. Mishnah says that a Beis Din saw and the Edom were checked out, but they couldn't say Mekudesh. V'lo hispiku lomei Mekudesh ad shechasecha. You should have it, right? Harei ze meubar. So what does the Mishnah say? That if they did, they failed to say the magic word Mekudesh, and now it got dark. So what happens? Tomorrow is the first of the month, not today. So it's mashma very strongly, the Rambam says in the forest like this as well, that the decoration of the Kudash is ma'akev, and without it, it wouldn't be Rosh Chodesh. The Turi Eben is medayik, and Pashtus Rambam is mashma this way as well, that means that what's ma'akev and what's not ma'akev. Mekudas of Beis Din is Ma'akev. What's not Ma'akev, Pashtus? It doesn't say only if necessary is Beis Din saying Mekudas. What's not Ma'akev? The response of the people who are there, Mekudas, Mekudas. That's what it sounds like. Okay, there are shitas that disagree that say maybe everything's Ma'akev. Pashtus, it's Masma here, only the Mekudas of Beis Din is Ma'akev. Okay, so this is an important piece of Kiddush HaChodesh. Beis Din listening to Edim and the Kobeya and they say Mekudas. But the question is, when do they say Mekudesh? When do they have to say Mekudesh? Could be both days. Obviously, the second day is not a question of being Ma'akev or not. It's going to be Rosh Chodesh regardless. But it's a mitzvah to say Mekudesh according to Tanakhama on Yom Lamed or on Yom Lamed Al. Bismano and Shalom Bismano. According to the other Tana here in the Mishnah, Blessed Bab Tzadok, there's only a mitzvah to say Mekudesh in Bismano on Yom Lamed. And Yom Lamed Aleph, Parkitshu Shemayim, whatever that means. And that Mekudas on Yom Lamed, it would seem, is Ma'akev. That's the two shitas so far. Now, the Gemara has two more shitas presented in the Ksugya. Tanya, Pelimo Omer, he's a Tana. He says the opposite, counterintuitive. Bizmano Ein Mekadshin. On Yom Lamed, no need to say Mekudesh. Shelo bizmano mekadshin also. The only need to say Mekudesh is on Yom Lamed Aleph. Strange at first, right? What's the pshat? Pashtus, right? If Beis Din is investing something in Kedusha, then you should say that it's relevant on Yom Lamed, right? Yom Lamed Aleph, why should you dafka make it then that you have to say Mekudesh? Rashi says here, and also in Sanhedrin, Mizmano e Mekadshin she'enot tzara chizuk. In other words, Yom Lamed, there's obviously relevance to the determination. So therefore, the Mekudesh is superfluous. You don't have to say Mekudesh. In other words, what suffices? What did Basin do before they said Mekudesh? Well, obviously, what did they do? They heard the Eidim, and they were Koveya. They were Koveya, the determination. Yom Lamed Aleph, where you don't really see anything. It's anyway, Mela going to be that way. So that's where Flimo says you have to give it that more of a hecker, you could see. Chizuk. So you say Mekudesh when only Yom Lamed Aleph. That seems to be, whether it's Dindo Raisa, Drabana, not clear. Pashtus Ado Raisa. But that's Plimo's opinion. Rashi Sanhedrin says the same idea. Needs chizuk. Ain't so chas chizuk or davar shar bismano ba. That's an lamed. An lamed aleph. That's Plimo's opinion. Same mekudas. So that's the third view. And what's the fourth opinion? Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon. What does he say? Beikach ubeikach in the kachinosu. What does it mean? There's never a need to say mekudas. How does he get it? He gets it from a drasha. Pasuk says v'kidashtem eshnas hachamishim shana, referring to the Yovel year. So we darshin shanim atam mekadesh yetam mekadesh chadashim. So there's no need to say mekudas regarding months, only regarding the year of Yovel. So what does it mean? So what does Beis Din do? What's Kiddush HaChodesh? No. What's the answer? The Kriyas itself. Now, there's a mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh. It doesn't deny it. But the formal Mekudash, that's not necessary. Rishonim discussed maybe Midrabanan. It's still something that should be done. That's Rishonim and Daf Yud, Yad Rama, others. I don't know. There's a, it could be it's Machokis, whether that's in fact even true Midrabanan. But fundamentally, there's no din of Kiddush in the sense of declaring it as such. So we have a range of shitas, four shitas. Tanakam in the Mishnah says, be it Yom Lamed, Mizmano, be it Yom Lamed Aleph, there's a need to say Mekudash. The other shita in the Mishnah, Blessed Bab Tzadok, says, there's only a need to say Mekudash when it matters. On Yom Lamed, Yom Lamed Aleph, Farkichu Shamayim, so you don't need Beis Din. It's done anyway. Memela, there's no need to say Mekudash. Frimo says the opposite, Yom Lamed Aleph is when you need to say Mekudash. Yom Lamed, you don't have to say it. And the last shita, the Velezer Bev Shimon, you never need to say Mekudash. How does this affect Shad in our Mishnah? So the Mishnah says, Ibur Chodesh. And we don't know what it means. So the first attempt in the Gemara Daf Yud, the Gemara notices something. It doesn't say Chishuv, it doesn't say Kiddush. Chishuv, Rashi says, means sometimes Beis Din has to consider all different factors besides what the Edom say, whether we should in fact declare this day as Rosh Chodesh, because it's going to have other impact on the calendar and the year as a whole. That's Rashi's Pshat and Chishuv. We said that the Rambam apparently has another Pshat and Chishuv. How did the Rambam seem to learn? There's a separate mitzvah for Beis Din to figure out astronomically where the moon should be and the position at a given time. When the month, you know, when the Moed would be, where would the moon be? That's a special din. That's what the Rambam would say. Chishuv. It doesn't say that, nor does it say Kiddush either. It says Ibur Chodesh. So what does it mean? Ibur Loa Kachem Melula Aver. So we have four explanations. Abaya says Pni Kiddush HaChodesh. So what months are we talking about? All the months and what day? And what days? All the days. So it's what Tana is Abaya lining up with? The Tanakam and the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. Dein Shene Bizmano, Beshonim Bizmano. And Ibor is not really the right word. Abaye says, you have to read it as Kiddush. And so that's the Pshana Mishnah. It's the Tanakam and Rosh Hashanah. It's Kiddush HaChodesh, any day, 30, 31, the declaration of Kiddush. Rava doesn't like Abaye's answer because it doesn't say that. It says Ibor. So we have to fit in the pshat with the words Ibur Chodesh, doesn't say Kiddush Chodesh. So what do you do with the idea? But Meila it's Me'ubar. You don't have to say that this is hereby a Chodesh Me'ubar. So what does it mean Ibur Chodesh? How do you explain the word Ibur Chodesh and associate it with the notion of Kiddush Chodesh? So what does Rava say? Kiddush B'yom Ibur. Mishlosha. So what does Rava say? That the Mishnah is going according to which opinion? Well, at the second opinion in the Mishnah, the Rosa Ber of Tzadok, that there's only a need to say Mekudash on Yom Lamed near Bizmano. So that's the day that we call the Yom Ibur. That's Yom Lamed is the Yom Ibur of the month. That's the day that would make the month of Mole if it weren't to be Rosh Chodesh. So the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh Bishlosha to say Mekudash is only on Ibur, on Yom Ibur. So we call it Ibur Chodesh Bishlosha because we're talking about the mitzvah of Kiddush, which exists only on Yom Lamed, but doesn't exist on Yom Lamed Aleph. And that's the opinion that we just mentioned, that only near Bizmano requires a declaration of Mekudash. That's Rava. The third pshat in the Gemara is Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman goes with the third opinion. That's the first one of the Brisa, Primo, that the only time you have to say Mekudash is on Yom Lamed Aleph. Rashi would say, because that's what needs Chizuk. That's we are bathed in saying Mekudash, you can see it. You can see it as something. You know, You wouldn't otherwise imagine there's any chizuk. He didn't even machazik the day by saying kiddush mekudash. And that, so the Russian ibur chodesh is achar ibur. After ibur, then comes the din of kiddush v'shlosh, and that's the only time you have to say mekudash on Yom Lamed Aleph. Kiddush achar ibur. And the fourth opinion is Rav Ashi. And Rav Ashi says that what does it mean, ibur chodesh? It means chishuv. So if it means chishuv, then what did the Mishnah deliberately leave out? If it didn't say the word kiddush, it avoided the magic word kiddush. It said ibur, it doesn't mean kiddush. So you have to do the ibur is the chishuv. So what about kiddush? Apparently it's not needed. So why is it needed? Because we follow the fourth opinion of Elazar Rav Shimon, right? Different Nishal is like your souls here, but whatever. So that is that you don't need to Mekadesh month, you don't have to say Mekudesh, you just have to make determinations. And that's the Pshat in the Mishnah, that only the Chishuv is Bishlosha. So why does it say Ibor and not Chishuv? Says Rav Ashi. Ibor means Chishuv de Ibor. Chishuv about the question of being ma'abirit. So why does it say chishuv? Why does it say ibur? Says Rav Ashi, because the word ibur is used a second later in the next part of the Mishnah, ibur shana. So we borrowed the term, but it means chishuv the ibur. Okay, so that's the pashut pshat in the Gemara. We just have a little bit of a sense of the four shittas, and we have different possibilities. Just a second, just to bring you back. So what was the problem in the Bar Tanura, and what was the way that we supposedly will have to answer for the Bar Tanura? What did the Bar Tanura say? Rashi didn't say anything, but Marmon Farsh. The Bar Tanura gave us a pshat, and he says, what does Ibur Chodesh mean? It means kiddush. And then he goes on and says, after that, why does it say then Ibur? Ivy, the boy, misne ibur shana, tanam ibur chodesh. Ibur chodesh. What's a bit strange in the Bar Tanura? That ivy appears according to Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi explains ibur to mean chishuv. According to the opinions that it means kiddush, so it's either kiddush beyom ibur or kiddush achar ibur. Then you don't have to say ivy. So what did the Bar Tanura do? He took a pshat that means kiddush, and then he brought in an ivy, which doesn't seem to belong with that. It belongs with Rav Ashi. That's the kasha Tosi Yontif asks. I didn't see anyone, but Mistama, the answer I would think is that what is the Rav really going with? Whose opinion? Abaye. Abaye is the one who said right away kiddush. But the problem was that was raised on Abaye was, but then why doesn't it say kiddush? If it says ibur, it doesn't mean kiddush. So the answer is Abaye will answer what the Gemara says at the end with Rav Ashi, that ivy. So the same way Rav Ashi said ibur means chishuv the ibur, and he says ibur because it says ibur later. So Abaye will learn the same thing with his pshat. So the Bar Tanura felt that we can revive Abaye's pshat after Rav Ashi said his piece, and we had a yishuv for the lashon, so we could say something for Abaye. Maybe that's the answer. But this is the Rav. This is the Gemara. Better question. Yeah. According to which opinion?
That you're only Mekadesh on the first day.
So it means that you do a Kvius, obviously. In other words, the Kvius is what will create the status of Rosh Chodesh and Yom Lamed. You don't have to actually say the words Mekudas. There's no two ways, but the Midrash Chinuch, I think, makes this clear. To some extent, the question of Mekudas can be separated from the Chalos itself, at least for some of these opinions. To the extent that you don't need to say Mekudash, and yet there's a chalos of a chodesh that might happen anyway, let's say the fourth opinion, you never have to say Mekudash. And according to the opinion of Frimosa, you don't have to say that Yom Lamed, but then what makes it Rosh Chodesh? The answer is, what makes it Rosh Chodesh is the fact that Beis Din heard the Edom, and the Mekabel the Edom, and the Kobeya. But what doesn't have to happen is you don't have to invest the Kedusha through the declaration of Mekudash. That becomes a separate mitzvah, which you can figure out when is that to be fulfilled. And according to the others, it could be that you have to say Mekudesh for that, in fact, to be valid. And the Mishnah later would go according to that opinion, that a Yom Lamed, you have to say Mekudesh. That's the Lohispik, you know, Ashach HaSheikh. Question. Yeah, Mordechai.
I think according to Abaye, it's much more difficult to say Aydi. At least the way Rashi understands Abaye is he's not saying that that it's that Mishnah says Ibor, but it meant Kiddush, he's saying it's a mistake. It really should be Kiddush.
I heard it. I thought of your point, and I hear it. I realize it's a weakness in this chat, but I could still say that the Rav thought that it's enough to explain Abaye that you could still use it. Yeah. I hear. No, it's a more of a stretch in Abaye than it is in Rav Ashi. Here's Chishub de Ibor. Here it's a totally different word. Yeah.
According to the Rashi, why would the Gemara not give this Isaac to Abaye?
Yeah. The Gemara didn't say initially. The Gemara didn't think of it. But then it ends up coming mentioning later, so then it becomes relevant. Yeah, he's assuming. Yeah, his take was that when the Gemara says it, Rav Ashi, so this would be now a Yisha for Abaye too, maybe. I don't have a better teretz. You have a better teretz? I'm listening. You know, I don't know. But that's one inyan. Now, the makar that you need shlosha, the bartender didn't say anything. He was silent. What exactly is the makar that you need shlosha for Kiddush HaChodesh? Is there anything special about that shlosha? The Emes says you have to ask the same question by Yibur Shana. What's the source for that? If it's one mitzvah, it's a little bit easier, then you can say it the same makar. And the 3-5-7, the Gemara does discuss. But why three? Why three? You know, why three essential? So there is a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that Tosfos Yontif highlights. The Tosfos over there. So look at that Gemara here, Chaf Hey Amud Beis. The Mishnah talks about a case where the three of them saw the moon, the three people were bathed in, and now you have to have a Haggadah Eidus. Everyone see the Gemara? You should have it. Now Chafei on the base, Rosh Hashanah. So two of these three are going to become Eidim. But the two Eidim have to testify in front of a basement of Shlosha. So what's going to happen? The third of the three who saw the moon has to convene with him two others. So now you have a basement of Shlosha, and the two testify that they saw the moon. And then the three of them can accept that Eidus and say Mekudas. The Mishnah finishes by saying, "Shein a yachid neman ayidei atzma." In other words, you can't have just one person saying Mekudas and that should affect Kiddush HaChodesh. You have to have three. So the Gemara explains. First thing we're discussing is why not simply say the Hisokul Otish Migdol Maria. But then the Gemara explains, Seifa Itzvichalei De'ina Yachid Nemanai De'atzmo De'sakadai Techamina. Now the Gemara quotes, lo and behold, Sanhedrin Dav Beis. Nice connection, right? Ho'el, although it's not really, it's really Daf Hei. It's not fear. Okay, I said Hei. It's not really Tanan, it's Tanya, because of the Braisa that continues on Daf Hei. That's the Mishnah. But then the Braise said, now this Mumcha L'Rabim is a sugya that we have to get to and learn about carefully. What exactly is the standard of Mumcha L'Rabim? There's a Braise that says that a Mumcha L'Rabim can be done even by Yachid. Machokas Vashi tells us exactly is meant by Mumcha L'Rabim. We'll get there. So Hachinami Nikachi Bichidi. So maybe you can have Kiddush HaChodesh B'Yachid. Kamash Malan, that you need a Beis Din. Okay. Ve'em Hachinami. So maybe it should be enough with one. Why, in fact, do you need a Beis Din? What's the source? And the answer is, because of the Pasuk, HaChol Yizalachem. And Hashem said, El Moshe V'El Aaron, HaChol Yizalachem. So, Ein Chamum Chol Rabin B'Yisrael, Yosef Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is certainly on the level called Mum Chol Rabin. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe in the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, you have to bring Aaron along with you. Ad ika Aaron ba'adach. Dechsev ha'yom ha'shem Moshe ve'el Aaron ve'eretz Mitzrayim le'im ha'chor yizalachem. So the fact that Aaron has to be with you makes two. And now if you have two, then what do we say now? Ein beis shaka, which gives me three. So that's how I know you can't rely on the notion of one. So that would be a mukkar. Pashup Shab mean the Gemara, not saying Chidushim, just the Gemara. That you need Gimel for Kiddush HaChodesh. So is it not strange? The Rav didn't say anything. He just left it. He was silent. The Mokar of Shlosa. The other cases he explained, Makos B'Shlosa. Here, just left it. But the Sotosis Yonta points out, the Gemara has his brasha. Adi Ika Aaron Ba'adach. And so that's the source. Oh, so now, the Tosus Yotav notes, if you look in the Tosus here, Tosus says that this drasha may not be the only makor for Kiddush HaChodesh B'Shlosa. First of all, he explains. Adik Aaron Badach, the Embiz Nishako, Masivin Alein Odechot. The Sugya Dahacha, so again, we haven't learned Dav Gimel, but keep this in mind for Dav Gimel. Tosa says, Sugya Dahacha, Kiman the Omer Bishmaita Kamaisa de Sanhedrin. This Sugya follows the Shita of Rav Acha on Dav Gimel Sanhedrin. Dvar Torah Chad Namikasha. The Midoraisa, you can have one judge, and that could count as a Bezdin. The Sibet Serek Tishpada Misacha. We spoke out. Dini mamnes b'shlosha, hados vavos b'shlosha, and yotos. Where do you get the halach of shlosha, and yet doesn't need mumchin? So Rav Acha would say, because really you only can get away with one, because b'sekdesh b'misacha. But you want to make sure you have somebody who knows what they're doing and knows enough to be able to paskin. So you get three, you get one out of the three that's gomir. That's Rav Acha's position. He comes from that angle. Rav comes from the other angle. What did Rav say? That really you should say you need three mumchin, because the three times Elohim carries over to other dinim. You learn from the Geos Vachavolos to other cases. You're parshius. So now you should need mumchin as well, but they waived mumchin when it comes to those Vachavolos because of what? Because they don't want to deter people from lending. So until doesn't they love it? So that's Rav. Says Tosfos, this makar in the Gemara is only necessary according to who? According to Rav Acha. Rav Acha is the one who says Dvar Torah Chad Namikasha. Midiftrichei Hacha Adika Aaron Badach. So now you would think that you could have had one, and the answer is no. You need Aaron, and if you have Aaron, now you have two. Now you need three. But according to the other pshat in Sanhedrin of days and days. And that means that the makar of three Elohims from the parish of Shomrin is a basis to learn out to other places. The Gemara calls it Eir Parashis, but Tosus sees it not just vis-a-vis Hodos Valvos, as Rashi would learn Eir Parashis, which is the few paragraphs earlier, but Eir Parashis to the extent that you can basically learn everywhere. We have to see more carefully in the Sugya Beis on the Beis. But if that would be the makar, that you need three mumchin because of three times Elohim, and they only waived it by Hodos Valvos for the special reason they did over there, if that were true, says Tosus, Gabi Eidus HaChodesh, Ein LaHachshir. So of course you need a basin of Gimel. Gimel mumchin, of course. You wouldn't need this brush. So just the cheshbin of Tosus. We haven't learned Eir Parashis, we haven't learned the Sugya Rav Ravacha, all this has to wait. One thing is clear. Tosus says, if I would end up saying that the reason why you need three, but Hedyotis suffices by Hados Bavos, is because you lose the makar of Gimel Mumchin of Elohim and learn it to everywhere, but then they took away the special standard of Mumchin by Hados Bavos, then it should be obvious that Kiddush HaChodesh needs three Mumchin, because the makar is there and there's no reason to take away anything, and therefore you need three for the simple reason that you know from three times Elohim that you need three Mumchin for a Beis Din. The only reason that you need this new drasha of the Gemara is because we go according to the, if we found the other opinion that the Rabbi Sechad HaMikasher, so now I would say, who needs a Beis Din? So that's why you have the drasha over here. Again, we don't know what we're talking about, but at least we're touching a Tosus, right? Says the Tosfos Yantiv, that's the Pshat in the Bar Tanura. That's why the Bar Tanura didn't have to say anything about Kiddush HaKodesh Bishlosa. Because apparently the Bar Tanura here in Sanhedrin is following the opinion of Rava, not Rav Acha. And therefore there's no need for a Pasuk, that's what Tosfos said. Midaraisa, you need Shlosa, finished. And you don't need the Drasha necessarily. Yeah?
The Bar Tanura held the opinion that really three are Midaraisa, and that we don't need the Drasha HaKam.
That Rav was going on the other opinion. He was just in Sanhedrin, he's following. I don't know which he wrote first. But he was going. He's going different opinions in each place. That's what he must mean. I mean, he mentions the fact that in the beginning of our Mishnah, he's going at that Mishnah. So he's consistent with himself over here. So when he wrote the Perush of Rosh Hashanah, he was going the other opinion. He was holding the Sugya Rosh Hashanah, so he went with the other opinion. That's not so terrible. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah is going the other opinion, so the Rav quoted what the Gemara says. But here, he had to be consistent with himself over here. So he's not going to quote the Drasha Rosh Hashanah, which is going to contradict what he himself wrote a few lines earlier. So that's why the Rav Tanur was consistent with himself in his explanation of Sanhedrin. And again, the fulcrum of this is the Tosfos. The Tosfos already said. Again, the details have to be left for the Sugya later. Just to have the Mar Makom, that apparently the Makom for Kiddush HaKadosh B'Shlosha is not necessarily the Gemara's Drasha, it would be totally in the two Shittas and the Gemara's on the base. Question? Yeah? Yeah?
So, is there not to be the
You need Mumchin, and you need three Mumchin. That's a given. You need Smicha, we'll see, you may need something more, which we're about to get to. But the question is, how I know I need three mumchin? So apparently, it could be simply the same makar that you need Xelis v'chavalos, you need mumchin. Three mumchin, Elohim three times. Or it could be the Gemara's Rasha and Rosh Hashanah Chafayim Beis. Adika Aaron Badach, and then you need one more. Yeah, it's clear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Bar Tanura and the Mishnah, the Shlosha, says that the reason why Shalosh Shana L'Dalet if not Lovin is because maybe he won't be able to find any Mumchim, or he'll find three Adiotos, or he'll find only one Mumach. But according to this Dalet of Hamad Aleph says one Mumach.
No, so that's the question. That where does that fit within that Gimel? That has to wait. That could be kind of Rabbanan. That could be other. That's a whole separate. Yeah. It's a lot that we don't know, but it's okay. We're still holding Kiddush HaKodesh, so let's bring in another Inyan. You have the Rambam? So the Rambam and the Ramban have, as I said before, many points of disagreement in the Nogia Kiddush HaKodesh. Whatever we can do, we'll do. But this is an important Inyan, which I figured is good to expose you to, and it has relevance for the Mishnah too. So, what do we know about Kiddush HaKodesh? Again, there's a halacha for basis to be koveya, based on testimony, the halacha of declaring mechudash, the machokas tanoim, exactly if and when they need to do that, and what is the basin? The basin is gimel mumchin. Is that all there is, or there is another dimension to this mitzvah of basin kiddush hakodesh? So the Rambam, both in the mitzvah kuf nun gimel that we referenced, as well as in the Yad. Says something more. Not a kuf ayin gimel. It's a kuf ayin gimel. Kuf ayin gimel. Yeah. No. What was it? What is kuf ayin gimel? I'm sorry. I was in there. Yeah. No. Kuf ayin gimel. Kuf ayin gimel. Yeah. Kuf ayin gimel. Okay. So let's see. You have the. What do you have there? Okay. Pass it out. Yeah. What do you have? This peg, hey? Or is that what you have? Okay, let's read from the Ram and the Yad. And then you also have the little copy of the Sefer Mitzvahs, you know?
Yeah?
You have it going on?
Yeah,
with that one. So give me one also. Okay. Look at the Rambam in the Yad. Perek Hey. He's kind of lumping them together. Ein osin oso ela Sanhedrin she'be'eretz Yisrael, o beizdin hasmuchim be'eretz Yisrael, she'nasna le'em ha-sanhedrin reshus. She'kach ne'emar le'moshe le'aron achon yizel lechem, Moshe Chadashim, m'pi ha'shmu alamdu, ish mi'ish mi'moshe Rabbeinu, she'kach u'peirish ha'davar, edu zutei mesuru lechem, l'chol ha'omed achareyam b'mkoma. Aber bis man sie in sham san hatten bear to swell in coven hadashin be in avin shanin el bechesben ze shanu machesben bo hayom. The Rambam is saying a mouthful here. What is the Rambam saying? First of all, in terms of the definition of the mitzvah of kiddush hachodesh, the Rambam says that you need Sanhedrin shebe'eretz Yisrael. That means that the din of Kiddush HaChodesh is associated with Sanhedrin Shebe'eret Yisrael. Now, what Sanhedrin is the Rambam referring to? He says Sanhedrin Shebe'eret Yisrael, he means Sanhedrin Gedola. Or, based on Hasmuchim Be'eret Yisrael, we'll see soon that Smicha in the Mishnah, Shenostu Ben Sanhedrin Rishus. In other words, so the three have to be either members of the Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin itself, or members of Sanhedrin, or people who they were authorized by the Sanhedrin. And the Rambam saw all that in also in the halacha of Hashem telling Moshe Rabbeinu, you and Aaron, but Moshe Rabbeinu, as we'll see from the Sugis later on in the Perek, in some way himself represents based on the Vayin Aleph. The Rambam sees in the Mitzvah Kedush HaChodesh the role of the Sanhedrin Gedolah. And it's not a coincidence, because many of this, you'll see, Ram puts it together with Ibur. You'll see the sugyas later on emphasize the role of the Nasi. The Nasi says Mekudas, as we saw in Rosh Hashanah, also Benogea Ibur Shanim. The Nasi has to be Mazmin people to come to be part of this, you know, this group that's going to be Ma'abed the Shanim. The Nasi has a very important role to play in this whole inyan of Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibur HaShanim. The Nasi is by definition the head of the Sanhedrin Gedolah. So for the Rambam, Sanhedrin Gedolah is a piece of the picture of Kiddush HaChodesh. The Ramban doesn't understand where the Rambam is coming from on many levels. So if you take a look, see how to do this here. There's a lot of pages. But take a look with me in the Rambam, in the Hasogas HaRamban. Look with me, Mitzvah Kufnun Gimel, Sefer HaMitzvahs. Sivanu l'Kaddish Chadash, l'Kaddish Chadashim, l'Chashiv Chadashim B'Shanim, v'hu Mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh. And he defines what the mitzvah is. I'll go a few lines into it. He says, Avo mitzvah zu. Everyone see about 10, 12 lines down. Middle of the line. Avo mitzvah zu. Lo yasa osa la'olam zulas based in Haggadah levad. Ube'eret Yisrael levad. Who does this mitzvah? Does the Ram just say based in of Gimel? Gimel smuchim? The Ram defines it as who? See the line I'm with? Mitzvah zu lo yasa osa la'olam zulas beis nagadu levad. It's about, 12, 13 lines down from the beginning. Mitzvah zu lo yasa la'olam zulas beis nagadu levad ube'eret Yisrael levad. Therefore, says the Rambam, we cannot do Kiddush HaChodesh al pi riyah anymore, because we lack beis nagadu, just like we can't have karbanos without a beis hamikdash. For the Rambam, there's Kiddush HaChodesh al-Pi Re'iyah and Kiddush al-Pi Cheshbon. The Kiddush al-Pi Re'iyah has a lot to needs based in Agado. We don't have based in Agado, we can't have Kiddush al-Pi Re'iyah. Now here's what the Rambam is going to hone in. Historically, Kiddush HaChodesh al-Pi Re'iyah ended when? What period of history did they stop in Mekadosh al Pi Re'iyah approximately? Tanoim, Amoraim, Chachmei HaTalmud, Abaye V'Rava, Bimei Abaye V'Rava. The Ram himself says that. Now, when we think about our Ruach today, who do we associate the Ruach with? Hillel. Which Hillel? Not Hillel Zaken, that's a mistake. Hillel Nasi. Hillel Nasi. Hillel Zaken is the reference to Shammai v'Hillel. from the Zugos. That's much earlier. Now there was a whole chain of the Nesius, starting with Hillel HaZaken. You had, you know, all the various Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken, Rabbi Gamliel Diavne, and Shim Gamliel along the way, once and twice, and then you have Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and you have. You have the Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, and you have Hillel, his son. So you're talking many generations later. This man, Abaye Verava, in Eretz Yisrael, the Nesius continued, and you had this Hillel Hasheni, Hillel Hanasi, and supposedly he had a role, that's what we always say, in setting up our calendar. Now, this is not necessarily true for the Rambam. The Ramban makes a big deal about Hillel HaSheni, Hillel HaNasi, as being the one who set the calendar. And he was, according to the Ramban, he was Mekadesh, or the Chadashim, at Biasa Gold Seder. Because he saw that Smicha is falling apart, and so he had no choice to do it in advance. But that whole notion is a creation of the Ramban. The Ramban doesn't ever mention that. But what is clear is that there's something Mekadesh al-Pi Cheshbon, al-Pi Re'iyah, Bizman, Abaye V'Rava. Right, that's clear. So now, how do we have our calendar, according to the Rambam? What makes Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah? What makes Sukkot Sukkot? What makes Pesach Pesach? What makes Rosh Chodesh Rosh Chodesh? For the Ramban, the answer is what the Ramban himself is going to reference. Hillel HaNasi was Mekadosh in advance. You can almost say it's the same idea of Re'iyah. It's like he saw. But he used Cheshbon, of course, but he used the same koach of Mekadosh al-Pi Re'iyah, and the idea of Mekudash is not really necessary. The Ramban sounds like he's aligning with the Shita, the Mishnah, that you don't have to say Mekudash, it's only a mitzvah b'alma. Or maybe everyone agrees to some extent that it's only a mitzvah b'alma, even though the Mishnah say that the Ma'akev, we don't know. The Ramban learns that you just have to do a kviyus, and he did the kviyus. And with his kviyus, that's Mekadosh or the Chadashim at Bias Gold Tzedek. That's the Ramban. I'll show you where the Ramban says it toward the end. But the Ram doesn't have that. The Ram has the idea of Kiddush al-Pi Re'iyah connecting to Sanhedrin Gedola, and obviously it continued till B'mei Abaye V'Rava. The problem the Ramban focuses in on is, but Sanhedrin Gedola seemed to lose its status before that period. They already went into exile, the Sanhedrin, before even the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And from that point on, they weren't Dandin Nefashis, because Sanhedrin Ketana can't be Dandin Nefashis if Sanhedrin Gedola is not in its location of Lishkas HaGazis. For the Ramban, that's a sign that Sanhedrin Gedola lost its status, and for that, the Ramban feels they should lose their status for everything. Or certainly for Kiddush HaChodesh. That's one of the problems that the Ramban has with the Rambam. But let's go Kiseda. Let's go back a little bit in the Rambam and look at the points in the Ramban. The Rambam continues. The Da. See where I am? Two lines down. A little break in the line. The Da. Shacheshben azesh nimnin oso hayom v'neida bo rashi chadashen v'amoadim. Now we're dealing no longer with Re'iyah. Now the Rambam is shifting over to Cheshben. Kiddush al-Pi Cheshben is another track of Kiddush HaChodesh. Now, this doesn't require a procedure in the form of Haggadah's Edus, does it? It's Cheshbon. It's no longer Re'iyah with Edim and Kabbalah's Edim. But it's another track called Cheshbon. Shenimna Oso Hayom, and this is obviously what's operating for us. Again, no mention of Hillel Hasheni. It's Cheshbon. V'neida bo Rashi Chadashim v'amod e'efshel asoso be'eretz Yisrael levad. Says the Rambam, that's also linked up to Eretz Yisrael. Wow. So that means Kiddush HaChodesh, in whatever form it's going to take, is anchored in Eretz Yisrael. With Re'iyah, we're talking about Sanhedrin, and even with Cheshbon, it has to do with Eretz Yisrael. But he says, "Efshe be'isat zorech ubehedr chachamim be'Eretz Yisrael, efshe lebeifin hasamach be'Eretz Yisrael, she'yabe shonim b'yikva chadesh mechutz l'aretz." I don't believe it. If they go out to Chutz Laretz and there's no one left in Eretz Yisrael, they may do so in Chutz Laretz. But they are the Beis Din of Eretz Yisrael doing it. Let's continue. V'hayadua tamid shebeis din agadol amnum hayi be'Eretz Yisrael v'hem yikfu chadashim v'yad v'shanim. Fine. Ubekan says the Rambam, "Vayit Shoris Gadol Ma'ol Mishoshi Amuna." Lo Yada Eyuv Lo Yizboni Mekoma El Misha Daito Amuka. You got to be very deep to understand this. V'zeh. When we do our calculations and we say today is Rosh Chodesh, today is Yontif, what makes the calendar? Kimitzion Teisei Torah, an Eretz Yisrael. However they might do it. They can do it through Cheshbon, they can do it through Re'iyah. These are two different devices, but it's all the same mitzvah, and it has to be through Eretz Yisrael. Go down a few lines again where you have a break in the line. V'ani osav chabiyur, unbelievable words. Let me explain further. Iu efshar derech masal, hypothetically speaking, which couldn't happen. She b'nei eret yisrael ye'adru me'eret yisrael chaligo lokel me'asozos, ki hu iftiach shelo yimache oso sa'uma mikol mekol. But lu yitzuyer, it couldn't happen, it won't happen, it won't ever happen. But let's say there'd be no b'nei eret yisrael. And you'll never base in chutzlaretz that got smicha in Eretz Yisrael. We can have all the cheshbonos in the world about the calendar, and it won't operate to make the calendar what it is, to make our Yom Tovim what they are. Why? Because they have to be b'nei Eretz Yisrael. What allows for the cycle of the calendar to exist is the fact that you have Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Now he's talking about Jews in Eretz Yisrael. All this requires explanation. Because the definition of the mitzvah is connected to Eretz Yisrael. Now, you can see where the Ramban is going to be all over this. Look at some of the points in the Ramban that he's going to ask on the Ramban. Let's go back to the first page. Amar HaKosef, the Ramban on the left margin. Amar HaKosef. Having quoted the Rambam, Zok the Rambam, Yadati ki sichli einenu shalem ubari b'talmud. He's very humble, right? This is the imko zeh einenu choshed osol yoschol el bilti shalem b'davar zeh. Shemina yadua ki kiddush hachodesh v'ibur shana tzvichin mumchen. One thing I clearly acknowledge: you need to have mumchen for kiddush hachodesh and ibur shana. Kelomar beizdin shenismuku ba'aretz hasmicha yadua. The Talmud ishmi be'ish and Moshe Rabbeinu. K'mosh amar b'gmar b'basim mo'ad eshem svichem mumchin ha'pasim darim ein svichem mumchin. Okay. To go down a few lines. The davar galihu, a few lines before the end. Davar galihu shayom ikam eshanim batlu smuchem eret yisrael ve'en danam fil kli neknasis koshin shikach lo pi re'iyah lo pi cheshbon. We don't have smuchim. Now, fine. But now comes the problem on the Rambam. V'atema min harav. Who's the Rav? The Rambam. Ki hu omer sha mitzvah zos lo yaso sa lo olam. Ela beis nagado v'eret Yisrael v'vad. And therefore, but lo hari'iyah tzleinu. We don't have v'eves hachosh of hiri'iyah. V'heder beis nagado v'omer sha bezeh to'aminim and so on. Zok the Ramban, v'hineh, line down, v'hineh, dovah barav, yaduahu, he says, it's very clear, so based on agadol, batul merit yisrael, afil kodem achorba. But shalomar, what do you mean batul? Shalohaya behem din based on agadol, k'mosh amu b'rishin b'avadizara, 40 years before the churban, they went into a galus, they went to another location, mayinafkamina, that they left their location in Harabayis, l'may hilchasa, shalodonu din nefashis. They said, let's better go to another place and they won't be able to judge these murderers. And the makom is goreh. The Ramban learns that that's a halacha, not just specific badin nefashis. One could have said it's a specific din badin nefashis, as those defenders of the Ramban some want to say. The Ramban learns they no longer have a status of Beit Nagado. If there are no kozman shes in Nagado Beit Makoma, then Shani Katana operates for din nefashis. So we don't have it. We are lost the din of Beit Nagado from then. Go down a bunch of lines. Ukfarhevi, okay? Umeosasha, go down to where it says Umeosasha, about halfway, a little more than halfway down, beginning of the line. Umeosasha, batlu, koladina, matuim, beis nagado. Right? You guys have it? Umeosasha, the line begins Umeosasha. Right margin, about a little more than halfway down. Umeosasha, batlu, koladina. The imkain adavar, if that is true, lo hayuchol mekadesh apiriyah mizman arba'im shana kodem churban. So we've lost the ability to mekadesh apiriyah 40 years before the churban. V'yaduahu, and yet we know mikam mekom shvi gemar shayosim kain adzman karov l'stimas hatalmud. That's the bimei abayivarav. They would do mekadesh apiriyah. Bein beriyah, bein bechesben. Even though bizman harazesh ein beretz Yisrael sanhed lo beisim smuchim klal. The ain bechutz laretz business nismach ba'aretz. We don't have the business in chutz laretz that got smicha ba'aretz. Lo yochesh b'neinu shum toeles. According to the Rambam, shikfi divrei Rav shikfar neda meretz Yisrael. Based in the ain shum kol based in kesher chodesh. So how can we do it ourselves outside? V'chein mechutz laretz neda l'gami business nismach ba'aretz. V'ra'isi bechiburo. Now he quotes perikei kesher chodesh. I will say, I know I'm going very quickly, but it's still kedai, I think. Okay, I hope. You are mizumanim for Ibrashana because of oh she tzarach rosh beis ben hagado she urosh yeshiva shel shivim ve'echad v'yesh b'chozeh shibushim gedolim left margin third fourth line shibushim gedolim major problems mistakes avoh inyan shehu shalem mikol dofi uminufa mikol afruris that means cleansed from all problems and any dirt in other words the clear approach. The sugya satam beinin zehu masha omer shekidush hachodesh veibur hashana einam tzvichim beisin hagado. Beisin hagado, no. What do you need? Elishlosha behein mumchim kimo sheshanu mishna shleima betchila sanhedrin. Here we have it. That beisam et alef. Ibur hachodesh bishlosha. Ibur shana bishlosha. Straightforward. Does it say Sanhedrin Gedola? No. V'chein Rosh Hashanah Chafeh Mebeis Re'us Shlosha V'ein Beisdin. What happens? The two testify and they have the one plus two. They say Mekudash Ein Ayachin Emen Al Piatzmo V'amu B'Gemara. It quotes the Gemara that we read. V'ein Machinami Ein Chumuchim Rabin K'moshe Rabbeinu and then that whole Gemara. V'chein Ibrash. So what is the Ramban pointing out? No mention of Sanhedrin Gedola. The next paragraph, and maybe that's the idea. Moshe represents Ayin Aleph, so this Eidus has to be to Sanhedrin Gedola, like the rabbi, like the Rambam is saying. That's not the pshat. So if it was given to Sanhedrin Gedola, he would say, not Lachem. He would say to you, Moshe, you're an Ayin Aleph. Like we have by the other cases of Mishnah. We'll get to that later in the Mishnah. There would be no mention of Aaron there. By mentioning Aaron, we're just talking about the issue of smicha. V'zeu adin 3 lines in the bottom. Anog ben kodem churban ben la'achah churban el bizman sha'ayah. But now the Ramban does give in a little bit to the Rambam. Listen to this. When there was a base in Agado in existence, so everyone deferred to them. Technically, you don't need them, but everybody deferred to them. El bizman sha'ayah lehem base in Agado. Next page. Hayu hadavar masu lehem. The deference, out of deference, v'hem hayu amekadshim es hachodesh v'ham abrim es hashonim lo beizin acher. It's ki'ilu the resource was taken away from everybody else. He says, mipnei, she'resus kol Yisrael netula mikol beizin acher imahem. Not because be'etzem you need beizin agon, but because when they're here, then they said, we're doing it, everyone, let them do it, and the reshus was ki'ilu taken away, but not the ikar adin. And then they wanted the that's why the nasi was relevant, because since lemaisa, who was doing it, there's not good. So then the nasi called the shots. But not that it had to come through Beis Nagadol and through the Nasi. That's the point that the Ramban is making. That's why the Nasi's role is important. That's why the Rosh Beis Din was the one who said what? We saw the Mishnah. The Rosh Beis Din said Mekudesh, that meant the Beis Nagadol. Because presumably, that's who was doing it, practically speaking. Who was doing it? The Beis Nagadol. Not that you need a Beis Nagadol. The imkoze tiknushim hay b'makamachay yekvodo machol. He couldn't have to be there. Someone else. Okay. Umitzvah. Okay. Let's go down a little bit. Go now to the left column. V'ra'isi od. V'ra'isi lo od. Okay. Skip to the left column, left margin. Continue the Ramban. V'ra'isi lo od ve'hilchos kiddush hachodesh perkei. Sh'ama. Everyone with me? Left column, left margin, the same page. The paragraph begins. V'ra'isi lo od ve'hilchos kiddush hachodesh. Sh'ama shemizban she'en sanhed meretz Yisrael en koivin chadashim ve'imabin shanim el b'chesbin zeh. So now comes Cheshbon. The Rambam says we use Cheshbon that we have. And the Dover says the Rambam, Halacha Moshe Misinai Hu. This is the Rambam in Perakeh Kedusha Chodesh. Bizman Sheh Sanhedrin, Kovin Alfi Re'iyah. Bizman Sheh Ein Sanhedrin, Kovin B'Cheshbon Zeh. V'Niskasha Lo'oda, he made him more problems here. V'Sam HaDover Masores. Now he makes, according to the Rambam, where does Kedush Alfi Re'iyah come from? Halacha Moshe Misinai. So he created a new idea. Masores the Kabbalah Halacha Misinai. Mashalo Nemar B'Talmud. V'ohuska Zeh B'Shul Makom. This idea that there's a separate track called Kiddush Al Pi Cheshbon Halacha Moshe Misinai. Who invented the Rambam? He said it's such a thing. I don't see it anywhere in the Gemara. For the Ramban, Kiddush is Kiddush. Kiddush Al Piriyah Pi Cheshbon is all one halacha. What Hillel HaShani is going to do is the same Kiddush HaKodesh HaPiri'iyah, just that he didn't need the Kabbalah Seidus because he was Koveya, and the Kfiyus is what's Mekadesh. For the Rabban, there's two separate inyanim. There's procedural Kiddush HaKodesh HaPiri'iyah, and there's Alpi Cheshbon, which is Halacha Moshe Misina. Now let's continue. He says, V'lohizkir b'shem makom, v'hu atzmo zat zal hizkir shom, ki b'mei achach mea Mishnah, v'chein b'mei achach mea Talmud, Ad yemei Abayi v'Rava, lo hayu kovin v'cheshbon, they weren't kovin v'cheshbon, they did re'iya, v'al kfiyus eret yisrael v're'iya hayu somchin. And we already explained, u'kfar be'arnu, sh'lo hayu sasedim v'gidol no heges l'ach ha'churban. V'im hayu noah gin ba, im they existed, lo hayu lehem din beiz nagado, v'lo din sanhedrin klal. So, v'im kozel, v'idvar, b'seva zeh, sh'u modeh, sh'afil b'kfiyus ha'cheshbon, tzarech sh'iyah sham be'eret beiz din. And the Rambam seems to say that even Kfiyas Al Pi Cheshbon is dependent on something in Eretz Yisrael, Jews, some presence, Oshia B'chutz La'aretz, based in Shnismach La'aretz, but Lo Hamoados Mikam Hashanim. So how do we have Rosh Hashanah? How do we have Pesach, according to the Rambam? We don't have a base in Eretz Yisrael, we don't have a... Which is even for us, turn around on us and ask on my own pshat. So how do we have Yom Tovim this year in our world? And the answer, says Ramban, is this: Avo. Key words. Marpe hakoshi agadol hazeh. What's the marpe? Marpe is what will heal everything. The answer is who came to the rescue? But the Ramban, who's the one person that's responsible for the fact that we have Yom Tovim today? Hillel HaShein, Hillel HaNasi. Marpe HaKoshi HaGadol Zeh Hu, Sherav Hillel HaNasi, Bino Sherav Yehuda HaNasi, which Rav Yehuda HaNasi? Not the one who wrote the Mishnah. We're talking about Yehuda Nasiya. We're talking about generations after. Sheti Kein Cheshbon HaIbor, Hu Kideish Chadashin, the Iber Shanim Haruuyim Lehis Aber Lefimin Yano Atziyavo Elio. So that which we have a calendar with all the rules built in, that was because he set it up. How many Iber Yars you have in 19 years? 7 to 19 are going to be Shanim Mubaros, and which months are going to be Chasid, which Amale, and when is Cheshbon Nekisiv going to be one and one or both the same, and which years are going to be? All this was part of his program that he put into his kvius. And all that is meant until the point will come that we'll be able to once again be Mekadesh al Piri'iyah because we have the Smicha back again. So who Zachu Latov, again giving him credit, why did he do this, says the Rabban? Why did Hillel HaNasi do this? Who Ra'a, she is Batru HaMoados, Mipnei Hefzer HaSmicha. Smicha is already Shvach, it's not going to continue very much longer. He saw already what was happening in his day. It's not going to be anyone left with Koach HaSmicha, and he had the Smicha still. Kemoshim's about the Niknasis, and we have to know how we deal with that. That was that's the saving grace for certain things that we can't judge today. The Kol Davar Shetzarach Mumchim, the Omad the Tikein HaChesbon, the Kidesh the Iber Bo Chadashim Vishanim Ad Sheyivne Beis Hamikdash. So who was Mekadesh our months that we are now going to get to Rosh Hashanah in 2 weeks? Who Hillel HaNasi? He was doing it in advance. Why can't we have Re'iyah? Because we don't have the basement to Mekabu Edom Api Re'iyah. Ah, you're not supposed to do it in advance. Mipnei Adochik, you can do it in advance. Shuvah Seh Hashela, next page, last page. Basically, b'dieved, that's how you do it. Look about 6 lines from the bottom. Avol, 6 or 7 lines. Avol, Kevan Shero HaChacham HaNiskar. Who's the Chacham HaNiskar? Hillel. HaNasi. B'zhanisk b'zmano. Bito HaMoados L'gamri. Im lo yaseh HaKibua HaHu. There's no Eitzah. V'roa Tikon HaKol B'cheshben HaZeh. Yosef Muskam U'kubal HaOm B'daitam HaMoados. They should know what's going to be. B'kfiyos Me'en Shibush. V'shinoi omad v'kideish chadashim v'iber hashanim kulam v'fi hachezben v'beisden ahu hasamuch u'beretz hanefcheres ha'ra'i. What's missing? What decoration don't we have each month? Mikudash. What happened to that? V'ani savor she'ein kiddush hachodesh ma'akev v'chadashim. What does he mean? What's not ma'akev? What's not ma'akev? Mikudash. It's not ma'akif. V'lo hitzvichu chachamim lomer mekudash, ela shehu mitzvah. Lefersumim milf, b'yam. You don't really need the mekudash. Avo, mekevan sheeskima das beizdin, sheyachoshe zemol yochaser. If beizdin just came to that consensus, koryani yibow, asher tikru osam. And what's the proof to that? Whose opinion? Shaharei, avresim avshim omer, bein moli bein chaser. Who is he relying on, the Ramban? That mekudash is not really necessary. That shita, that fourth shita that we saw, that in Mekadeshin, Shnei Mekadeshin, Zachamishim, Shanim Atam Mekadesh, and the Mekadesh Chadashim. And Rav Elazar Bab Tzadok, who we hold like him, Amar, Imlo Nir Bizmano, in Mekadeshin also. Even he says on Lamed Aleph, you don't need Mekadesh. Alma, he sees from there, in Kiddush Ma'akev. Interesting. Even Rav Elazar Bab Tzadok says on Yom Lamed, you do have in Kiddush, it's Pele, the Ramban. What does he mean? But he's saying, so you see in a Kiddush Ma'akev. Yeah, it's not ma'akev. V'chein amru, mekadesh mitzvah l'kadesh apir re'iyah, v'ein ma'akev. So therefore, who solved the problem? Hillel. Ulfizeh, last couple lines. Ulfizeh, go down to the last couple lines. Ulfizeh, kozeh, nomar. Therefore, we can say with confidence, shemishah, shehiskim Rav Hillel HaNasi, uveiz dino. Did he have to say mekudash for Tishrei Tavshinayin Vav? He didn't have to say, go through every single month and say Mikudash Tishrei Tavshin. He didn't have to do that. What did he have to do? Once he was hiskim al hachesben hazeh, betikin oso gedoros, bechadashim ubeshanim, korei ani bahem ele modi Hashem shetikrosam b'moadam, zehu ha'inyan hukim hachadashim v'amodim v'amodos hayom ad yavo v'yoret tzedek lanu. Who's left here that needs an explanation then? The Rambam. Okay, we ran out of time. For the first few minutes tomorrow, I'll say over from the Rav something in defense of the Ramban, and we'll go on to Mitzvah Shem also. But this is very kedai. This is a very important matter of welcome to have. So hopefully you're able to stay with me. Okay. Have a good day, everybody.